Hi, you're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us on Boggy Talk. This is our first 2025
we're back.
Episode.
Wow, yeah. We're back. Yeah, Boggy's back.
It was the longest again. Boggy Talk break ever.
What's really?
I think so. I don't think we've taken a break that long. We took like a month off in the summer, but really from the time we filmed our last one to the time of filming this.
Wow.
I think it is. I don't know.
I got a question. I'm going to
fact check. Okay. Feel free to. I'll be glad to be wrong.
We're fact checking in 2025.
That's right. That's the theme. Yeah. That's the theme of 2025.
Well, 2025 is here.
It is.
We're already in the middle of January.
Like a freight train.
For sure.
You know, I think that's kind of the downfall of like after Christmas, you know, being able to shut down, which is amazing. But then January happens and all these things that were already in motion in December that you've hit pause on, you realize they're still there. They're all waiting.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
Speaking of things, one shout out I have to make the beginning of all this is Night to Shine.
Let's
do it.
Night
to Shine is coming up and we need volunteers.
Hey, yes, we need volunteers for Night to Shine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And tell them of all the ways they can volunteer, Kelly.
Well, there are many different ways. So anything from with helping out with food, the red carpet. We need buddies. That's kind of our biggest one. Mm-hmm. Every guest has a buddy, unless they bring one. And so right now we have about 75 people that need buddies.
Awesome.
So, also like photography, the hair and nails area. It's a great time.
Yeah.
It's a great night. So,
and I think too, just from last year was our first year doing it. I think some people were a little hesitant because they felt like they didn't know what to do. And you, especially buddies, they were like, I think I could do that. And they felt like they didn't have the skills necessary maybe to be one-on-one with an adult with special needs. And let me just say that everyone who served as a buddy last year, I mean, talked to so many people who just said, that was the best thing I've ever volunteered for. Mm-hmm. It was the most fun I've ever had volunteering for something. Just to dispel any thoughts that, you know, you're going to be put in uncomfortable situations. It's not like that. It really is just incredibly fun time to show value and honor to the guests. So. Yeah. I would just say, please sign up right now because it takes a lot of work to plan this. And the more volunteers who sign up, the sooner, the better.
Yes, what time does Tim Tebow show up?
We never know. So you just have to come and see if he will show up or not.
Is Timmy coming?
Yeah.
Can you just dress up in a Florida Gators?
A has-been Tim Tebow?
We'll just do that.
Like a has-been Tim Tebow.
That sounds great.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well,
it's so fun.
Today's episode, we are going to be talking about last year, actually.
Yeah.
2024, kind of a year of review, things that happen in the world and then things in our church. So you want to start us off?
Yeah. Well, I kind of built a little year in review and you guys kind of just jump in and maybe we can give some comments and then that'll spring us into a year forward. So back all the way in January of last year.
12 months ago.
Israel and Hamas. Was still intense as we entered into the year. And I would say that's actually been in the backdrop, really, of all of 2024, even though most people put it out of their mind and still it continues
has continued.
To go on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In January is when Trump won the Iowa caucus.
And we're all still like, he really is going to be the
but
president
listen,
again.
It was all year.
All year long.
So DeSantis dropped out of the race in January of last year.
That feels like a
was
really
it that
long...
early?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Michigan won the national championship, college football championship.
And if Ohio State wins this year, Michigan will claim that they're the national championships again, the champions again, because they beat Ohio State.
Listen,
that's what Michigan fans
I am say. Not cheering for Ohio State.
I'm
united with the Catholics and a couple
friends. I just don't – I have a hard time because I don't feel like they should be rewarded for being independent. That's all I'll say.
Oh, Notre Dame?
So, anyway, that's – they scammed the system.
Yeah. That's also what Trump said about some of his opponents. But. So, moving on into February. Obviously, in February, it was a Super Bowl, and this past Super Bowl was the most watched TV program in U.S. history.
Wow.
Because of Taylor Swift.
Now,
and Usher.
Sure. I know, and you could argue and debate. Because of whom more?
Was
it really because Usher was a halftime, or was it just because people were watching because of Taylor Swift?
The Usher halftime show was actually a little disappointing.
I remember that.
Who's doing it this time? This coming time? I have no idea.
I was just thinking that. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Have they announced it yet?
They have.
Okay. I can't remember. So obviously it'll be great.
Oh, that's sad then. So we
don't
know.
We should know that already. It's not Beyonce.
Yeah.
Even though she did top the country charts.
What?
Yes. She became...
Texas Hold'em, right?
Yeah,
that
that's
whole
right.
album.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And then Mitch McConnell stepped down. Which I didn't know or remembered.
Big events in history.
He was the longest Senate leader in the U.S. history.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's wild. In March, LeBron James scored 40,000 points.
Yes.
And Caitlin Clark set the NCAA scoring record. So yeah. A couple of basketball things.
That. Yeah, that was a fun thing to watch. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
France was the first country to put abortion in its constitution.
Wow. Yeah, that's very sobering. And right in the constitution.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's when Nikki Haley withdrew, March, and so it's Trump at that point for the Republican nominee.
That
March.
Is wild to think that it was, all the way back in March.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Florida became the third most populous state in April with 23 million residents, which I thought we had done that before. But
I thought we were the third. Yeah, I thought it was like California, Texas, Florida. Oh, maybe it was New York before.
It
maybe
used to
we
be New
surpassed
York, but
New
I thought York. It was like a couple years ago. But
anyway. Yeah, all these people keep moving to Florida.
In April, Taylor Swift became a billionaire. And she released Tortured Poets, remember? And referenced what city?
Oh, Destin.
Destin, Florida.
Yeah, she made a song about Destin. That's right.
Yeah, but she totally doesn't understand because she talked about timeshares in Destin, Florida. Mm.
Yeah.
But they don't have those really
No,
much.
It's just condos.
I mean, there's maybe a few, but yeah. And then the Vatican rejected sex changes in April, so that was a kind of worldwide thing. Maybe Americans don't care that much, but in June, Pat Sajak had his final spin.
Man, what an end of an era. Yeah, just Pat Sajak. What a great game show host.
I thought he was dead.
I don't even know who that is.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Oh. He's the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I thought you said he died. Okay.
Oh,
final
no, he
spin.
Didn't die.
I didn't know if that was like...
No. Okay. Final spin.
He had his final spin.
All right, I was like,
wheel,
he died.
On the Wheel of Life.
Oh,
apparently he's like
okay.
pretty funny on Twitter, but...
That's funny. Huh. I have no idea.
I really am not on there that much anymore. The SBC was in June, and so...
Go back and listen
there.
To those episodes.
Yeah, that's right. The Celtics beat the Mavs in the NBA Finals.
Mm.
The Panthers won the NHL Finals, and nobody cares.
Not in Florida.
Yeah. And then Trump and Biden debated all the way back in June.
That's crazy.
And it was Trump and Biden.
That is wild. And that was really what I think sealed
was
the deal.
Was Biden's final spin.
It really was. It was final.
Yes, that's for funny. Sure. Nice.
That's what sealed the deal in his having his... willingly stepping aside,
whether
or not it was willing or not, will be one for the conspiracy theories to solve. But
speaking of conspiracy theories,
July, you got my attention
there
now.
Was an assassination attempt on President Trump.
Yeah,
I should have paused and said in June, KB joined the team here at
yes,
officially
changed all of our lives.
Yes, it did. Kamala Harris took over in July 21st, and then the Paris Olympics. In July 26th, they began, and Justin.
That
was epic.
Because Celine Dion, man, she sang her heart out in that opening ceremony. It was so good. After, if you just watch her documentary, I mean, you really feel sorry for her because she really doesn't have a lot. Like, she doesn't have anything bigger than herself to live for, which is heartbreaking. But the fact that she's saying how she's saying in that. Overcoming her stiff person syndrome is remarkable. Yeah. Way to go, Celine.
A few people in our first service seem like they have stiff person syndrome when we sing worship songs.
That's so true.
And if they really do, I'm sorry. And that was not funny. But if they don't, it is funny. I really couldn't find anything noteworthy in August, probably because it's so hot.
Yeah.
We just died.
School starts now. Everybody's just...
Yeah, it's a rough month.
August is a rough month.
September is when Harris and Trump debated.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's
there was another assassination attempt, remember, at the golf course?
Yeah, I kind of forgot, but now I remember.
Diddy was arrested.
Yeah, that's an ongoing big thing. And
Yes, and then Hurricane Helene on September 26th, where 170 people died.
That's wild.
Which was the worst since Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
Yeah. And then October... Hurricane Milton on October 9th, obviously just continued devastation in the southeast because of these storms. Speaking of devastation, Bronny James played in an NBA game with his dad, LeBron.
Yeah, talk about nepotism right there.
And he should not be in the
league.
But... And then the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Two of the Atlanta Braves' archenemies right there.
Two, just about everybody.
Yeah, everybody hates. They're easy to hate. Those teams are easy to hate.
Got so much money.
Money, and then the Yankees just because they're who they are. I don't know why, but yeah. Well, I know why the Braves hate them, but.
Yeah, the Cubs just hate everybody. Well, in November, President Trump was reelected, and he'll be inaugurated next week.
Yes, on the 20th.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Wow. And then I didn't know this, but Jim from The Office was voted sexiest man alive in November.
That's funny. Jim.
Which is really
You've come
funny.
So far, Jim, from I that know. Paper company. The Denver paper company Mayborn. In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like the sexiest man alive thing is just kind of like, whose line is it anyway? Like, who wins the award, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They've kind of gone through. They're like, all right, who's left over
who's
here?
Keep voting for Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Okay, and whoever's the new guy. So, and then December, Hunter Biden was pardoned, and the United Healthcare CEO was shot.
Yeah.
Both kind of things that made a big deal, of course. And then just a couple things throughout the year.
Yeah, big overall themes.
Yeah, I think AI obviously continues to have a crazy effect and kind of scary.
And we're still, I think, we're just beginning to figure it out how much it's going to affect us.
Yeah.
Really.
It's really creating more skepticism, though, because it's like, what is real? What is true? You know, so like,
yeah. What's crazy is really right before, you know, I think some of the implications of how it will can positively affect things. You know, right before we filmed this, Lucas, our new children's pastor, as he was just ordained, but I came to him and he said he was having an issue with a document trying to condense it, and he actually just in his own words, and he put it into ChatGPT and said, "Hey, I need you to condense this and eliminate all the things that are redundant," and it shortened it.
Wow!
Great, and it actually did a really good job. It's like, so there are positive ways it can help us if it's leveraged the right way, but it cannot be a replacement for real people.
Right.
Yeah, and then obviously, kind of related to that is there continues to be revelations on just what they call brain rot and the impacts of social media, specifically on young people. And I think we're going to find in years and years to come just how much it is really psychologically,
it is intellectually. You've read the book, The Anxious Generation.
Yes, by Jonathan Haidt.
Christy's reading it right now, and so I'm getting her telling me about it because I've got a lot of other books I'm having to read for school. And she was talking about how it's not written from a Christian perspective at all. But at the end, he has a chapter on spirituality and how technology has affected our ability to focus, but also so our ability to search things outside of ourselves because we're not filled with any kind of curiosity or awe or wonder anymore because everything is right here.
Yeah.
Very interesting, fascinating.
Yeah, and then I mean, somewhat all related to that kind of is anxiety. I mean, I think that you know, you just referenced that book, and I think staggering numbers on how many children, young adults are facing anxiety issues.
Yeah.
And I think very much related to what
Absolutely.
You're talking about.
100%.
So, I mean, those are just things maybe even we can talk through, you know, as we look into the year. But how about we talk about the church specifically, Kelly, if that sounds good. And one of y'all want to lead that since I've talked so much.
Well, I'll start and then I'll just pass it off to you in a minute. So the first thing, we started off in January announcing that our debt for our previous building phase of the kids building and redoing the campus, the debt was paid off in full.
Paid in full.
That is a God thing. Yeah. That is God working through a lot of people, a lot of sacrifice, generosity, and great stewardship. So I'll also hats off to really our stewardship team for working a diligent plan. Steve Renna, our executive pastor administration, just being diligent. Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, leaders in our church, being wise and how we steward resources.
That was a cool moment, I think, on stage with you and the other.
Even though it didn't work out so well.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
that's
right.
Pastor
didn't
Mike.
Work out.
We just threw it in. For those of you
that are familiar
with our church,
that.
Yeah, Pastor Mike.
Who's it worked out so great.
Yeah.
See?
With Pastor Mike and bring that up, Aaron, burning the note.
But let's use AI to recreate that moment.
Yeah, we should. Where it actually burns. Yeah, exactly. And then, we had, Night to Shine was our first time hosting that in February. Yeah. And I remember distinctly coming off how great that was. And then at the end of February, our student minister, Alec Ammons, coming in my office and being like, "Hey, I need to talk." And he was telling me that he was going to be moving. And so he left, which really, for the rest of the year, our student ministry operated without a student minister. And I will say that our leaders stepped up in a big way, and just really helped carry things through super well as we sought to bring some organization, communication, mm-hmm. and then really our leaders did. Our students are so resilient. Mm-hmm. They really pressed in, and student ministry grew, I think, just because of their resiliency. And also we had a large fifth grade class move up to sixth grade. And yeah, just great structure.
And y'all
there.
Did a great job of keeping that continuity there. And I think that the kids really enjoyed seeing you all there and having your presence. I know, especially during the summer.
It really was a lot of fun just being mm-hmm. with students. So that was awesome.
Started to grow weary. And
I mean, by the end of the year, I was like, I don't know how much longer.
Tired.
And it wasn't the students. No, it was just the work. There's just a heavy load of work.
Yeah.
It's just constant. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, I remember you calling me. I was at Disney World on vacation. Remember?
Yeah, it's like, so hey, guess what?
It's gonna be okay.
It is like, hey, we're
you
all
had just stepped into the
yeah,
role too,
like
where you're
less
overseeing
than a month.
Several
like,
staff.
Right, here we go. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
God's got it. Hey, and then shortly after that was Easter, and we had record attendance on Easter Sunday, which was incredible. I don't remember the exact number, but it was the most people on campus for an event mm-hmm. or any service, I should say. And then,
well, I was going to say, you know, one thing that we don't realize is people don't realize is we do put extra effort, money into promoting Christmas and Easter. Mm-hmm. And there are often people who, when they actually get connected to the church, the first time they were here was Easter or Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And so it is really worth it in mm-hmm. terms of, mm-hmm. you know, outreach, if you would use that.
For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'll take us through our next few and then, pass it off, but really in April through June, we added several staff members to mm-hmm. our kids ministry staff. We recognized the need to restructure for growth, to really sustain the growth that had already occurred in kids ministry, and so we brought on Greta Barrett to serve as our preschool coordinator and our preschool director, excuse me, and then Taylor Palmer serving as our volunteer coordinator mm-hmm. in kids ministry, and that transitioned Beth's role to be a children's ministry assistant, and Lucas gets to oversee that team. And they're doing a great job, and already seeing some of the fruit of that mm-hmm. in just the organization, volunteers, communication, and really some of the structure and discipleship elements that are coming forward.
Yeah, for sure.
And then in the midst of all that, we also added Kelly Brown to our team in your role.
It was a worldwide event and a church event.
Okay.
That's right.
Glad
that's
I made
right.
that.
Boggy Talk Nation.
Yeah. And so you've brought so much value to our staff team and our communications team and you guys. I actually, in our trustees meeting yesterday, just bragged on you guys, just you and Emily and Josh supporting in that role too with the video and media stuff, just have really helped in so many ways.
Yeah.
And really, people come to me like, man, you guys are doing great on social media. I was like, what you mean is our communications team is doing great with social media.
Like, you and Justin are so funny, blah, blah, blah.
Like,
we
I'm
literally
like, no,
just
they,
did what Kelly told
well,
us.
Well,
like,
we appreciate like,
say, hey,
you guys
this.
Doing it.
Hey, do this, and we did it. And it worked.
It's fun, and Emily and Josh are great, and I love that all you guys go along with all of our crazy ideas, so thank you.
And Justin's passing it off to you from then on, because you were in charge.
All right, so the summer is a great time to come on staff at a church, and...
I remember being like, it's going to be crazy because we're all going to be in and out a lot over these next few weeks with trips and people, you know, vacations and times. And then real life will start in August. So.
Yeah, it did have its seasons for sure, but it was good. It was great. So in July, there was the New York high school trip, and you were able to go on that one. And
it was awesome.
It was a great time. What the church that you guys were supporting, Mosaic?
One Community Church. New York City. That's
why did
okay.
I say that?
I don't know.
Word?
Okay.
That's okay. It sounds like a church in New York City.
Yeah, it does.
And then in August, we had, because of numbers, we had a lot of life groups that we asked to switch times to leave some more space in congregation.
And praise Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I first want to say thank you. There were really no complaints. Like, people just said, okay, we get it, and we did it. I mean, a few people, and this involved some people having to switch, not just the life group switch, but a few people, because of our structure in student ministry, had to move out of the life group they were in into a different group, and we mm-hmm. recognize that is hard.
Right.
But people were just really gracious about it. Like, we get it. And if we had not done that, I don't know what we've done, because
we'd be out of room.
Yeah, we'd be out of room. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, and we had, even through that, like, some new life groups start, which, I mean, God just is always preparing the way.
You guys started a new life group?
Well, yeah, but all of those people were new to the church, and so, I mean, it's just... God knows what he's doing. It's cool to watch and see all that. So we also had this past year very high numbers in baptisms, lots of kids and adults, And then
I think 40 is the total. 40 total baptisms this past year. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And then high in giving too. I mean, the end of the year giving reports have just been incredible to see how God's been able to use all of that. And
Yeah, it was a great year. Mm-hmm. It was a banner year.
Yeah, it was.
It's funny,
do we put a banner up when it's a banner year?
It was I would say it was an intense year because it just felt, I mean, with all the transition that was happening and people coming on board and covering student ministry, even going back through these current events, I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen. Uh-huh. I feel like a lot of 2024 is a little bit of a blur to me, just being honest.
Probably,
Sure. Also, that's because we're getting older, and so it's just life. So those two things coupled together.
Yeah. Well, so we talked about world and then some church stuff. What about personal highlights? So you guys want to share, like, maybe five, your top five, 2024?
Oh, you know, I have a couple.
Sure, yeah, I'll start. So I set out with a goal to lose a certain amount of weight. Didn't lose all of it, but did get a lot healthier, stronger, actually, for the first time since 2019. So personally, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have a lot of momentum going into 2025.
Yeah.
I do have a couple people who God has allowed me to really be intentional in their lives, and I see the Lord at work in their lives. And, you know, if they're listening to this, they know who they are, and it's just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is really carrying over in 2025, but yesterday, one of the guys who I've been spending a lot of time with, who just going through a lot, he actually texted me last night and said, an encounter he had, and he said, I finally realized I need God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He still has some stuff to work through, but that God. Was so awesome.
Yeah, praise.
I think the structural change at our church was a highlight. I mean, it was kind of, you know, we still had some gaps to fill and all that, you know, throughout the year. But I do think it's just been really fruitful. And it's good to know. It's just good to feel, you know, hey, we made the right decision here.
Yeah.
You know, and then I completed the radical mentoring program. Some people in our church were doing that. And I was mentoring four guys who are pastors. And we completed that in 2024. And it was really good. And then, you know, I would just say, I mean, really the church, really, I mean, being a part of this church and kind of feeling more confident, and this is where the Lord would have me, for the next, season of my life, you know, has been good. So, yeah.
It's good. I will say, earlier in the year over spring break, we went away for a week and, it was super simple. We went to Lake Yale cause it was free for us to stay there. And, they offered that for pastors and we just got some really unplugged time as a family, which in hindsight, God knew we needed for what everything else, the busyness that was to come in the rest of the year. So that was great. I think, this past year got to do, two sessions of premarital counseling with two different couples and do their weddings. And Christy got to do one of those sessions, or the counseling. And I really love doing premarital counseling.
Yeah,
I really
delegate that.
I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I
got going on in 25 minutes. Now,
so. And there was personal connection with both of the couples and just having seen over the years. I mean, maybe that's why I love it, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that is a sweet season of life to be in.
Yeah.
Also to feel like I'm doing it now with maybe a little bit more wisdom in marriage than I did it in maybe 10 years ago when
I think about that.
Counseling.
I'm like, wow.
Marriage counseling 10 years ago.
But, you know, you're just like, you just have to because you're in that position.
Yeah, that's true.
it's true. I think coming off of just church-wide, I think just one specific thing, Dean Al Weekend was just a really highlight for me. I loved the weekend. I loved how many people were involved, our staff. I mean, just about everybody in our staff jumped in some way.
Yeah.
So many parent volunteers, and then having some of the leaders, you know, John Seth,
I couldn't even remember who taught
right now. I know John Seth and Brittany and Kyle and Maddie leading worship. Just people we've in past years have invested in and we love dearly.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Be here. It was a very I'm getting old and I don't care moment for me. I love this season.
To see the fruit of your labor.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, beginning of this year, I realized physically I had to make some changes in terms of just regular exercise. And so a year in, feel like I've been consistent and going to the gym and not just putting that off and being like, I'm okay, you know, because now's the time. Do it now or you pay later.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine, a lot happened in 2024 for me.
Yeah.
And I, so the first 6 months I was still teaching at the high school, but it was good because it was really sweet. Last 6 months I taught a leadership class and we were doing mock trials and Shark Tank. And I just had this like stud group of kids. They were all seniors and they were winning everything. And so it was just fun, you know, to be in that. But also being able to like close out that season of teaching and knowing that
they didn't want you to leave.
No, they didn't.
I went to a Freeport basketball game. Oh. And she's like a celebrity. She was there. They came to watch.
No.
I'm not. She's being humble. It was like everybody would like walk in.
No,
and like,
they're sweet.
Seriously.
It's small town. You know how that is.
Okay. But, they weren't doing that to Chris.
Well,
it's like, oh no, the county office.
He's the bad boss.
Right? Yeah.
No,
he's like the nicest guy.
I know.
So
yeah.
It's
just
funny.
So and then you know starting the new job, that was definitely a huge highlight. It was God had put a lot of things in place for it to happen, and had started really working on my heart with that along. You know, before, so that was neat to see that all come to
I remember
fruition.
When you, like, maybe first texted maybe Christy about it, or I can't remember, and I was like, seriously? Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Yeah.
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 It's cool to see, because we actually didn't think we'd have a hard time filling the position, and then we did.
I know. You know, well, I just kept seeing it in the bulletin, and I was like, well, it's still there.
So God's good. He knew.
I will say, that was... one of the most intense interviews I've ever had, Steve Renna. I was like, my gosh. Afterwards, Chris was like, how did it go? I'm like, I'm not really sure, actually. I don't know.
Steve and I in our interviews, we're like good cop, bad cop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Good. So we've all compared similar stories, just so you guys know rest of the staff.
That's great.
So, but yeah, I got my master's degree, finished that out. So I'm very glad to have that. Done with. And then I think just family wise, like we had just my kids kind of had some milestone moments, you know, like permits and driver's license, jobs, things like that. So those were cool. But yeah, I think the job definitely holds a big place.
Yeah, I was going to add that. I think all of us, you know, we have a lot of between the three of us are 16 kids. You know, so there's always something else. So how do kids start driving, you know, and it's just exciting to see them continue to grow. You know?
For sure. Yeah. So now that we're on to 2025, I know it's a little late, but goals, maybe have you tweaked them since the beginning?
Yeah, I think for goals, I'm kind of in the season of like, I don't want to make too many goals. And it's not because I'm afraid of not meeting them. It's more, I mean, like in terms of personal goals, it's more like I just really need to be realistic with the things that are on my plate and try to do what I need to do. And so really, like, I'm not one of those people who likes to have like a word of the year kind of a thing, but I do think for me, I've just kind of tried to think through this year and kind of intentionally work in every area of my life, rest and not rush. I think this past year was like, I mean, I tried my best to rest and, you know, to take care of myself. And I think God, you know, through one, his spirit, a lot of people tell me, you better do this. And I did it, you know, like James, my wife, and other people around me being like, but I think just, I also personality wise find myself in a hurry a lot. And I don't like being like that. And so I'm just really trying to just be present and in the moment with people, like consciously, not just like, I don't know, I should do that, but like really trying to work some disciplines into my own rhythm. So I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Then physically just continue at the gym, mentally not being like staying on track with all of my assignments for school, which is a lot. Just trying to like discipline myself to stay up on it and not procrastinate and try to do it all the week of. So you can't really do that in this program that I'm in. But you can try and it's not fun. So, and then, not fall apart when we send our oldest off to college.
Wow.
Year. Oh my gosh.
I said that jokingly, but also like, oh man, that's going to be awesome and wonderful. And we're so excited. And we're also going to just be sad for a little while.
Yeah.
So,
we're gonna
it's
miss
just reality.
That guy right
I know. I've seen that.
I'm going to miss that guy. And he doesn't live in my house.
And I'm
so
like, I am so excited for him. Like, but also like, oh, Jesus, help.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I'd really, Lord willing, I'm going back to India this year, so praise know, yeah, that's a goal.
You better be, because I'm not going.
I know, right? Going, that's, you know, that's the plan. So,
yeah, I mean, I think for me, personal evangelism, I think being more intentional,
that's good,
relationally, and part of that is not being so hurried, so that I can like be present and pause and listen to the Holy Spirit and have time to obey Him. You know, continued physical fitness, and again, very grateful for the track I'm on, and I have a friend who's helping me with that. Who's kind of an expert, but he's just Jack. That's why I listen.
Yeah, listen to that guy.
I have a discipleship group that's been meeting for a year and a half, and I've challenged them in August that we're going to multiply, hopefully into four groups. So would love to see that happen. And then, yeah, I think Christy and I, like, this is a goal. It's become more difficult to have time together because of teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have little kids, so they're up at 6:05 in the morning, and then my teenagers are finishing homework and not sleepy at 10
they
o'clock
at night. They want to talk about their deepest feelings at 10:30 at night.
Because they know that we will, and they're like, now's the time. I can stay up.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that's you know, that's a goal, and then I'm looking forward to the New York trip again this year, and just seeing fruit from that, and have opportunities to preach and teach, and just looking forward to continuing to grow and our staff growing together, and
and
we have Vision Night coming up February 23rd, and we're gonna share some pretty exciting long range things with the church.
Little carrot out there, y'all hang in for Vision.
I'm not like, it's a great problem to have, but I don't know what we're gonna do if the Lord continues to bring growth the way He is right now.
Yeah.
I don't know where to put people.
Right? Yeah, we gotta figure it out.
Like, I'm in charge of it. That's the way I said, like,
we gotta figure it out.
I don't know where we're gonna
plan, right?
Yes. But God's so good. It's a good problem to have. Yeah.
You're right, absolutely.
Yeah. What about you? Right. Goals.
Well, sorry, I should have had you close. So kind of same with health stuff, just, you know, continuing with that track. I think,
like, you're running on a track every day?
Running specifically. Okay. But just trying to get back to my mileage and things like that from the past, you know, now that I'm almost 40 and not bitter about that at all. But like, spiritual goals, I've this year really kind of been able to personally slow down, and that's been great because I've had more time to get in the Word and to just study. So I have made like a plan. I have a couple of books that I'm doing like just a deep study myself with, and just doing my own thing, not, you know, following anything. I've got a couple commentary books, so that's been like exciting to just kind of go my own pace with that. And then just, you kind of talked about intentionality with people. I love to have people over for dinner. And I don't know what happened the last couple of years. I think just prior job just did not have time. And so I'm like, well, you just have to plan these things.
Yeah, you
have
to schedule it in,
doing that. But like, you know, with family, making sure that we're people in life group and just in church, you know, just having that time to get to know people on a deeper level kind of thing. So. Yeah, that's it for me.
That's good.
But this is just the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
another goal is just that Boggy Talk, we reach 4 million subscribers.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. That's silly.
That
unrealistic.
Might happen, maybe.
Mainly, Did we just keep getting better?
So. That's
awesome. Well, if you do want to find out about more specific goals, join us on
Vision Night. February 23rd.
Correct.
Yeah. Sunday night.
I'd like to stop coughing in 2022.
Yes, that's a great goal.
I did start taking medicine today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Just so you know. Yeah. But yeah, Vision Night 2023. It's going to be good. Yeah. 2025. February.
I know. Wait, when you said
23rd.
That, I was like, wait a minute.
Because I was
immediately thinking about, remember like in 2020 where I was like, oh, this is like the perfect year. We're having 2020 vision
that.
And then COVID. And it was like, whatever you thought was about to happen is not the vision
it's
anymore.
It's been 5 years since that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder how many charismatic churches had a prophetic vision in 2020 and then, you know.
Yeah.
They rolled those tapes back for sure.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Good thing it's not the Old Testament. They'd be getting stoned for that.
This is
be
true.
Be done.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Not Frosty the Snowman stoned.
No.
Different kind of stoned.
That, we could move past that, but I guess.
That's carrying over.
Not a favorite moment of 2021.
That will be an
us.
Insider
oh,
joke.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And you have any questions or comments or things you want us to talk about, you can email me at kelly@churchonbayshore.org. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.